got to remember when that sale was going to be over with. I can't remember. I have to look that up. It may have already ended. Mm-hmm. I've got some PlayStation Store gift cards.
Yeah.
That I got from the whole Reddit Secret Santa thing.
Mm-hmm.
The guy just gave me some gift cards for the PlayStation Store. So.
This coming Sunday, maybe?
I don't know when it ends. I got to look.
Yeah.
I want to say it was in like a, I think it was like the 11th or something like that. I can't remember.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll look that up. Whatever.
Right.
The free games, by the way, on Epic Games Store right now, which as of next Thursday will be, won't be in thing. It's For the King is one of them, and Metro Last Light Redux.
Okay.
Or Metro, I don't know. There's a Metro, one of the Metro Redux games.
Metro Redux, yeah.
Is available for free on the Epic Games Store.
Okay.
So. Always good.
I think it was just discounted on PSN because I think I've seen that one as well. I think the retro something, there's something in the retro section on PSN. I think Metro Redux was thrown in there with it as well.
Mm.
So it was discounted at least.
I'll have to look. Anyway, don't have time to look right now because we are done. And I closed out my.
The right one this time?
I closed it, and I shouldn't have, because it's got my little thing at the bottom where I read all that stuff and say it, because none of this is memorized. I don't know how many years we've been doing it, but I can't memorize the thing to say.
Devil.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the chat room. Everybody listening on the stream, thanks to everybody who's in the chat room with us. In fact, let me do a quick rundown. I got some time, if it populates here. Stephen Van Dam, Nabokov Fan 87, Duke Frukum, Crackamus. Commander Root, Casket Sharp, A10, and AC Wraith. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat room with us tonight. You guys have a fantastic week. We are not going to be back next weekend. We will be back the week after next, though. So make sure you're here for that. Going to take the 1 week off here. Don't forget to join us. I know Nabokov put a link to our Discord in there if you want to join in on that. I just joined. And yeah, subscribe to us on YouTube, subscribe to us on Steam or Twitch. Just, you know, let us know you're out there. Have a good week. We'll see you next Saturday. Nope, we'll see you in 2 weeks. This is music from Vampire the Masquerade. It was a New York expansion, I think, that I got off of the Humble Bundle thing. The Conversation Gets Lively is the name of this track. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Roger Stern.
He is hereby acquitted of the charge in said article.
Former President Trump reacted quickly to his acquittal in the second impeachment he faced. He issued a statement calling it another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. His son Donald Jr. released a Facebook video criticizing Democrats for conducting the trial in the first place.
So we have a not guilty verdict. Guys, go back to doing your damn jobs for a change.
But even some Republicans who voted to acquit, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, did not give the former president a ringing endorsement.
If President Trump were still in office, I would have carefully considered whether the House managers proved their specific charge.
America is listening to Fox News.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Rick and Moe's is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Try some of the latest food favorites from the Rick and Moe's kitchen like wings, butts, and brisket. The kitchen is open 5 till close. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of storm systems that will be swinging through the state over the next several days, and that's going to keep the mention of rain in the forecast just about every day. In fact, for tonight, periods of rain will continue. Overnight, low temperature down to about 46. Tomorrow will be in the middle 50s on Valentine's Day. The risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time. And then another round of rain arrives Monday afternoon through Monday night, turning a little colder on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Well, since I lost a few minutes with Jay's repeat, let me get going a little early here. Now, from the plush, dimly lit, and almost too warm Blue Water Studios located high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, put it in our trash cans. They wouldn't lie to us. Never. It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it could implicate. Yes, dear listeners, time once again for clearing the air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with the mind and body, infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be, referred to as Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's End of the American Republic special edition of Clearing the Air. But first, the disclaimer. This is very important. Do not believe a single word you hear me say, not a single word, from now until 10 o'clock, because you have to learn to do your own research, come to your own conclusions about what's really going on. Because remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. So welcome, fellow Plandemians. If you're a new listener, I highly advise you to go to the official WACV website, click on Insider, go to Podcast, and start listening to some of the older, there's 6 years worth of Clearing the Airs out there. That's the best way I know of to get up to speed about what's really going on. Now, I do breaks every 15 minutes. The longer 5-minute breaks are at the top and bottom of the hours. The shorter 3-minute breaks are the quarter after, quarter till. So keep that in mind. I try to stay within that because anything that goes beyond that, we lose it on the podcast, and we want every bit of information to be available out there from now until it's removed. Let me put it that way. I don't like to take calls until the halfway point of the show, and that's 8 o'clock for those of you who are never very good at math, and you know who you are. So please hold your calls till we get to that point. I have a lot of information to cover, and if I get interrupted by calls, it's very hard for me to find my way back to where I was because I'm losing my ability to think critically. Yeah, let me just say it that way. Okay. Now, so former President of the United States Donald Trump has been vindicated through his acquittal in the latest impeachment scandal. You know, this was nothing more than the deep state, the controllers, whatever you choose to call them, the Luciferian psychopaths that run this planet, especially this country. That's them letting us know what will happen if any of us normal, you know, we're not the adept, we're not the illumined ones like they are. If any of us ever try to worm my way into that little game, that little control matrix game they play, this is what they're going to do to us. This is exactly what they're going to do. And they're not done yet. They're going to be coming after all the Trump supporters now, just to drive the point home. Don't you dare think you're as good as we are, because we are the illumined ones. We're the adept. You're nothing. You're chattel. You're nothing. That's how they look at us. That's really, they hate us. And the only thing keeping them from outright killing us is they want to suck every penny out of us first. Think about that. It's true. There's a huge depopulation effort that's been going on for quite a while. We're going to get into a little bit of that tonight. I want to get into something tonight, too, about World War II. I consider myself somewhat of an expert on World War II. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm a big fan of World War II. I love reading everything I can get my hands on. I got, good God, 100 books. I just absorb everything I can about World War II. And I've always been told that until the P-51 Mustang came around, we didn't have a plane that could escort the bombers deep into Germany and then bring them back to protect them. That's not true. That's a lie. We're going to get into that tonight. So much stuff going on, so much stuff I've dug up and found. It's absolutely incredible. We're also going to touch tonight on chemtrails. So if you're a denier of chemtrails, you're probably listening to the wrong show. They're not condensation trails. I'm sorry. They're not. We're being sprayed. They're spraying us. There's no question. But we're going to get into the reasons they're spraying us, the different functions, what these aerosols, what are they doing? I'm going to tell you what they're doing tonight. I'm also going to name names on who created this COVID certificate of vaccination identification, so-called pandemic, which it's not. It doesn't meet the criteria. But we're going to get into the names behind this, where this came from, who did it. We're going to talk about that tonight. So I'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in your radio world tonight for 4 hours. I really, really appreciate it. You know, Rick lets me do this. I don't get paid. I don't work here, but he allows me to get up here and tell the truth. So that makes, in my opinion, that makes him a supporter of what's real and what's true. And that's a good thing. That's a check on the good box, in my opinion. But like I said, wait till we get to the 8 o'clock hour before we do calls. I'm going to go ahead and hit this break. I'll be back in 3 short minutes. Come back with me.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
If you've been working, you've already proven yourself in ways you may not even notice. Managing your time, communicating effectively, and working as part of a team are key skills that employers value. At AlabamaWorks.com, you can find out how to build on your experience to up your game and get the job you really want because it's out there. Start your new success story at AlabamaWorks.com.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clear in the Air. You know, if I were to slap my grandma, she would slap me back, and it would be harder. Just saying. World War II. In the 30s, and it's weird because I was told a story by someone that I talk about on the show a lot. That's as far as I need to say about him. But he was not a fighter pilot, and he had worked himself up in the Air Force and should have been promoted to general. But he wasn't, because he wasn't a fighter pilot. They're so cliquish in the military. Right now, the generals are all fighter pilots, ex-fighter pilots. And if you're not one of them, you're not going to get promoted. That's weird because it's always been that way. And the Army Air Corps in the 30s was full of bomber generals. They were pro-bomb. They did not like fighter planes. They loved bombers. So, interestingly enough, they would not let any of the fighter guys get promoted up there to their level because they did not like fighter. They liked bombers. It is so weird. When the P-47 came around, it was designed to be drop tank capable. But Hap Arnold, head of the United States Army Air Corps, refused to allow any drop tanks on any fighter planes. So it wasn't that we couldn't support the fighters. We couldn't protect our fighters as they went deep into Germany to bomb. We just wouldn't. It's not that we couldn't. We wouldn't. That's insane. 10 people per B-17. I tried to look up how many we lost. I keep getting different numbers, so I'm not really sure, but I know it was in the hundreds, if not thousands, of people lost their lives to German fighters because we didn't protect them. And I have always been told, well, until the P-51 Mustang came around with its drop tank, we didn't have a plane capable. That's bull. Yes, we did. We just chose not to. Why? That's crazy. I guess welcome to the military, huh? I don't get it. I don't understand that. But the more I dig, the more cases like that I keep finding, things that just don't make sense. And it's weird because it's in everything. It's crazy. But you'll find that kind of stuff in everything, and you shake your head and go, what? That doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. And that's kind of where we are right now. This has gotten insane. you know, now we got the Luciferian psychopaths that run this asylum, for lack of a better word. They love to play what's called the Hegelian dialectic. In other words, they choose what they want to create, what they want. Then they create a problem that's only logical solution is what they wanted to begin with. So we stupid sheeple, we wind up putting into place what they wanted all along, and we do it by choice. So they get what they want, and we don't even realize we're obliging them by giving them what they wanted to begin with. It's crazy. We never realize we've been set up. Well, we've got to stop doing that. You know, you do the same thing over and over expecting a different result. That's insanity. And that's what keeps going on. But you would think that now we know their MO, their modus operandi, you would think that now that we know what they're going to do, we know their tendencies, we should be able to see through this charade, be able to determine exactly what they're doing to us. That should be our goal. For instance, climate change. A new paper has just been released, and the cool thing is the guy who wrote this paper was actually one of the ones that started the whole climate thing to begin with. He's an insider. He's one of them who's looked at the data and changed his mind, because the data speaks to there is no climate change. There is no global warming. All this crap they keep telling us to keep us scared to death is lie. It's all lies, which shouldn't surprise anyone, because look at who their God, and that's a little g, their God, Satan, the father of all lies. So they're just mimicking their God. But this climate stuff, it's pseudoscience. It's not real science. It's a made-up narrative that hides behind the respectability of real science, but does it hold up once you start really scrutinizing it? Because there is no climate emergency. Now, this is according to a new study from the Global Warming Policy Foundation, and it's entitled Impacts of Climate Change, Perception and Reality. It's an independent scientist who wrote it called Dr. Indore Gokhlany, G-O-K-L-A-N-Y. He concludes, while climate may have changed for the warmer, most extreme weather phenomena have not become extreme. They've not become more deadly nor more destructive. Empirical evidence directly contradicts claims that increased carbon dioxide has reduced human well-being. In fact, human well-being has never been higher. Whatever detrimental effects warming and higher carbon dioxides may have had on terrestrial species and ecosystems, they have been swamped by the contribution of fossil fuels to increase biological productivity. This has halted and actually turned around reductions in habitat loss. The report will make hugely depressing reading for all the prominent environmental activists, from the Pope, the doom goblin herself, Greta Thunberg, the Great Reset's Klaus Schwab. You know, any of these people who have been pushing this, oh my God, the sky's falling narrative? Well, this is going to poke a hole in that in a big, big way. It's an article of faith for the globalist elite and their useful idiots in the media and politics, business, entertainment, that the world is on course for a climate disaster which only radical and costly international action can prevent. Let me tell you what this is really all about. This is all about wealth redistribution. Here's how it works. Every country is required to purchase climate credits. Every country. Now, here's the thing. You've got some countries out there, and they all get the same, okay? Let's just say that they're $100 million each, and each country's required to buy 10, okay? You got some countries out there, the lesser developed countries, which don't need them because they don't have any pollution, because they don't have any industry. So what do they do with theirs? They sell them to the countries who don't have enough, the super polluters like China and India and I guess the United States. So all you're doing is moving money from the poor countries or from the rich countries to the poor countries. This is wealth redistribution. And I got to tell you, if the money actually made it to the citizens, if it made it to the people, if it helped feed the starving, if it helped bring water, if it would help bring education, I'd be all for it. But it doesn't. It winds up in the hands of the few, just like it always does. And I've said this so many times, we have the technology, we have the ability to make this planet a virtual paradise. But what do? We make weapons. We kill each other. We choose to make war instead of making peace. There's a very interesting document called the Report from Iron Mountain. If you read that document, you'll see where the powers that shouldn't be put together a little commission called the Jason's Scholars. Now, this consists of various very high-level scientists, physicists. Every profession's represented, the utmost, the top of their field people. We're talking the elite of the elite. And they got together and decided, you know, if we, God forbid, we have a breakout of peace, look at all the money that gets lost because the military-industrial complex, we glean billions and trillions from war. We have to have war. They're saying it's required. We have to have war. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life. No, we don't. These people need to quit building bombs and start building things that help people. Or is that too crazy to even ponder? You know, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Why is that a joke? If I was God, and praise God, I'm not. Just my little meager existence, I have enough that's killing me right now. I don't need any more responsibility. If I were God, I would have destroyed this place a long time ago. It just shows you how much love he has for us. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. But he must love us a lot. Because we constantly contradict him. We constantly do things that he tells us that we shouldn't do. And we don't do the things he tells us we should do. And I just don't understand why he's let this place stay. I just don't get it. But this report on climate change, it tells the truth, you know. Now, he does admit it. Yeah, it's getting slightly warmer, more hot days, fewer cold days, yes. But he says there has not been an increase in intense hurricanes or cyclones, and there's not as many tornadoes, not as many floods. Well, one thing there is more of, and this is scary if you go look at the charts, are earthquakes. Miss Rosie sent me something or said something to me Thursday about, have you monitored earthquakes lately? And I got so much stuff going on, I can't remember. I have a page, I think it's Earthquake Watch or something. I went to that, and just in one day, there were like 168 earthquakes across the world. So they're happening, but I found something else out today. It was an article, I think in Rents, that all the monitors that we depend on to tell us when earthquakes happen, they can be hacked because they're part of the grid. You know, the Internet of Things, the old smart stuff. Yeah. So that throws that out the window. We don't know what's true, what's not true. They can hack, they can manipulate those things too. It's just, I don't get it. But if these crazy people, let me tell you what the goal here is. It's wealth redistribution. See, there's always three or four levels to these things they do. Number one, as I've told you, they speak in reverse. So when they tell you, well, we really want to help the middle class, interpret that. They want to destroy the middle class. We really want to help people in their health care. They want to destroy health care. We really want to increase the well-being of Americans. They want to destroy the well-being of Americans. They speak in reverse. Just flip it backwards and you'll find out what they really want. Because and only because of fossil fuels, we have increased our ability to farm. We've increased our ability to create food, to feed the world, only because of oil. Because of the equipment that we use to do this with. And they want to eliminate that. And I got to tell you, I hadn't seen very many six-wheel drive electric tractors lately. They're going to destroy America. They're trying to change the world into their vision of utopia. Read the Georgia Guidestones. You'll get an idea of what we're talking about. Because that's Satan's version of the Ten Commandments. Number one, reduce the population. Keep humanity in harmony with nature. 500 million. Well, we're at over 7 billion now, so that's quite a few less people. This is their vision. This is their utopia. One thing they don't understand, and Lynn and I were talking about this the other day, what they don't understand is Satan is using them. He's going to throw them under the bus when it's all said and done. They don't see that. They're so bought into this, they don't see it. But that's what he does. He's the father of all lies. Of course he's lying to them. That's what he does. That's his gig. They don't see it because they're so... they're Luciferian psychopaths. What else can I say? Look up the definition of a psychopath. You'll see what I'm talking about. Bottom hour break, 5 minutes. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. It's been a very bad week for me, but you know what? This is therapy. I'm up here. I get to talk about it. It makes everything all better, right? Thanks for listening, folks. I'll be back in 5 agonizingly long minutes. So y'all come back with me, please.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three-County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February Sweetheart of a Deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers, coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Happening now at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto, it's the BF Goodrich President's Day promo.
Get a $50 Visa reward card rebate plus a matching instant in-store rebate when you purchase four select BF Goodrich tires. That's right, a total of $100 in rebates for 1 week only.
Don't miss the in-store matching rebate on BF Goodrich happening now.
See store for details or visit graystirecenter.com for locations.
All roofing companies slow down in February and March, but you know what? The good folks at C&G Roofing, my friends George, are going to do something very special for you. They're going to save you some money, $250 credit toward your deductible and or the new shingles on your roof. Right now is a good time to do it before, you know, summer gets here and then everybody's going to be busy. Call them today, won't you? 313-3958 or Google them at C&G Roofing. 313-3958. Save some money today.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Right now, get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for the price of a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. And you can save 50% on select Sealy Queen mattresses. Now just $299.99. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of storm systems that'll be swinging through the state over the next several days, and that's going to keep the mention of rain in the forecast just about every day. In fact, for tonight, periods of rain will continue. Overnight, low temperature down to about 46. Tomorrow, we'll be in the middle 50s on Valentine's Day. The risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time. And then another round of rain arrives Monday afternoon through Monday night, turning a little colder on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Love is in the air. Brubaker Motors wants to celebrate with you purchasing a new car, truck, or SUV. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You know, as I told you last week, my job here, such as it is, actually I don't work here, remember, My task, rather, is to awaken you, to bring you out of the insane mind control programming that we've all been trapped in since childhood. My task is to simply tell you the truth, and it may not be pleasant. Many of you may wind up hating me for this, but it is what it is. Just remember that. There's no human coming to save America. Donald J. Trump was a great president, no doubt, but even he cannot prevail against the whole world. And make no mistake, the so-called deep state is worldwide. Whether you choose to call them the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, it makes no difference because they are all in the same cabal of Luciferian psychopaths. They're arrogant, they're smug, and they look down on us because they believe they are the illumined ones called the adepts. And we're just dumb old useless eaters essentially here to serve their needs. Now, through our labor, we provide a steady supply of money that they divide up amongst themselves. Occasionally, as in the Trump tax cuts, we're allowed to keep a tiny bit of our hard-earned money that they illegally take from us. But your worth to the owners, as Carlin calls them, is based on your labor potential, which, of course, is essentially tied to your age. The older you are, the less value you represent to these people. Now, once you no longer put money into the system, they have no need for you. And certainly, once you start taking money out of what they consider their coffers, they don't want you around. Why do you think the latest COVID 5G-fired bioweapon is targeting the elderly? If you carefully look at the ages of people it affects, it becomes quite clear. If you're a healthy 20-year-old, you got a better chance of winning the lottery than you do of succumbing to COVID. However, as the potential age of the victim rises, so does their mortality rate. Of course, what's not mentioned are the contributing factors that the elderly possess that turns COVID into a very dangerous, aggressive enemy. Now, it stands to reason that the longer someone lives, the more potential life-altering, if not life-threatening, medical issues they'll face. COVID seems designed to come in and attack a system that's most vulnerable to the more common maladies an older person may face. This is a very well-designed bioweapon. It's what's called a designer bioweapon. So what does that mean? Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. A designer bioweapon is a laboratory designed and created virus that is specifically designed to attach itself to humans with very specific genetic characteristics. Do you remember back when Obama, in his first term, if memory serves, told us that they were undertaking a brain mapping project? What they were telling us is that they have identified every gene that controls every aspect of what makes us, unique human beings. Think CRISPR technology, designer babies. I don't know if you can yet, but soon you'll be able to order a child with a set of traits that you desire, not the ones Mother Nature has in mind. You want a blue-eyed blonde female? No problem. You want her to be tall? Got it. How about skinny? Yep, got that too. How long before they allow the parents to choose what recreational or athletic activities they want their child to be good at? You want a tall boy with a propensity to shoot hoops? No problem. If it's not here already, folks, it's coming because man is playing God. Man has steadily taken over for the Creator in many facets of life. The powers that shouldn't be believed that they're all gods. That we, the ones they deem worthy, that is, will eventually serve. Now, think about Genesis 6. When the sons of God looked down on the earthly women and saw that they were beautiful, they took for them wives, all they chose, and they laid with them. Now, that's Bible speak for he-in and she-in, for copulation, you know, sex. The product of these most unholy alliances were called the Nephilim. They were human angelic hybrids. Now, Scripture says they were legends of renown. Now, maybe they were talking about what we've always considered were the myths of the Greek giants. Don't know, but we know that they were said to be gigantic in size, with each succeeding generation a little smaller than the one prior. Now, Goliath, the six-fingered, six-toed Philistine that caught young shepherd boy David's rock with his forehead, he was said to have been, he was several generations removed from the original Nephilim and was somewhere around 9 feet tall, depending on how you interpret that. Now, Moses, the writer of Genesis, he only whets our appetite to learn more about these fascinating hybrids, mentioned them only briefly, and even quipping, quote, there were giants around in those days. A blurb that has National Enquirer-esque tones about it. Why would he do that? I mean, this is earth-shattering news, right? Why would you just say that one thing? Oh, by the way, there were giants around in those days, without elaborating on it. The reason that he did that
He didn't feel the need to go over the entire saga of the 200 Watcher class angels who fell to Earth after making a pact one with another about impregnating human women, because that had already been done in the Book of Enoch. It's believed to be the oldest scripture ever, period. Now, he goes into detail. He gives us every detail about this unholy angelic incursion. And this was all common knowledge to the people. Jesus read the Book of Enoch. The disciples read the Book of Enoch. Obviously, Moses did. Everybody did. It was well known back then. That's why Moses just kind of passes it off with a quick little blurb. Oh, by the way, there were giants around back then. Because he figured, he assumed that we had all read Enoch. Well, we would have if it had not been taken out of the Bible. It's still in the Ethiopian Bible, but they took it out of ours. And one of the reasons the Jews wanted it out is because he flat out tells us Jesus Christ is the Christ. Can't have that. But Enoch also tells us which of the Watcher class angels taught us everything from enchantments to makeup to aborting human babies. This is where that knowledge came from, fallen angels. Enoch, one of only two men the Bible speaks of that never died a physical death but went off planet with a creator, was so favored by God and evidently very revered by his fellow man. This must have carried over to mankind's unwelcome guests, the fallen ones, because it was he, Enoch, that they sought out once God became aware of their sinful activity here on earth. And interestingly enough, we're told it was through the blood of the innocents that cried up to God. That's what he heard. He heard the blood of the innocents that the Nephilim had murdered. That's how he knew something was going on. And I believe that this is evidence that the link, the thread, that divine connection that we share with our Creator, that little bit of Him that's called consciousness, I believe it is it either is or it's in our DNA. And blood is arguably the source most easily accessed. But eventually the fallen ones sought out Enoch and beseeched him to go to God on their behalf and ask for mercy and leniency, because they knew that their punishment would be just, because God is a just God. I mean, they knew, after all, because they had lived with him. They were angels. One of the punishments was that the Watcher class angels who fathered these monstrosities were forced to watch their own children kill each other, fight to the death. That's a pretty serious punishment, but it's apt. Before it came to that, the Book of Enoch tells us that the Nephilim, the hybrid offspring of angels who had been placed around earth to guard us and protect us as we grew as a species, they had begun to play with genetics, mixing the RNA and DNA of animals with those of man, creating what are called chimeras, depending on how you want to pronounce it, monsters, a combining of two species that were never meant to be mixed together, ever. So much so that the Creator had put up, let's call it a firewall, so to speak, to prevent this from happening. But mankind, in their pompous arrogance, found a way to remove these impediments and trudge on towards this self-initiated demise. See, history does repeat itself. So God said, enough is enough. He sent the flood. That's the reason Noah's flood came, was to wipe these guys out. And I would assume, and I hate to do that, but I would assume it would also be to wipe out all the monsters that they created, the chimera, whatever you want to call them, to wipe these things out too. Is it possible that the dinosaurs came from this? I don't know. I've always kind of thought they did. And is it possible, I think 84 once said this on the show, he believes that perhaps the giants are the ones who created the pyramids, because they could have picked those rocks up. They had the technology to make those rocks fit perfectly together. It's possible, because if they were as 300 feet tall as it's been rumored, the initial set, they easily could have moved those rocks in place and built the pyramids. I don't know. But it's a fascinating study, and I'm going to play you something tonight. A guy named Chuck Misler. I have learned so much from this man. He died 2018, so this is at least 3 years old, but he gets into that. He gets into a little bit of everything. He gets into the different categories that we really need to be concerned with right now. AI, nanotechnology, which I've been telling you about, genetics. It's a very interesting presentation. I'm going to play you some of it, but that'll be a little on down the road. Right now, I got to hit a three-minute break. So this is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Whew, it's been a rough week. Anyway, I'll be back in 3 minutes. Come back with me.
your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I found this article, and I got to tell you, of all the stuff I read, this scares me. During Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's confirmation hearings, he promised to, quote, rid our ranks of racists and extremists. In other words, if you think back to Obama and how he purged the military of anyone loyal to America, well, this is just a continuation of that. But here's the scary part. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered the United States military to stand down for a period of 60 days. Stand down for 60 days. A stand down is common enough, for instance, to address safety concerns, according to Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. But here's what Mr. Kirby and the new secretary are not telling you. Military stand downs average a single day. Now, many so-called stand downs are for a few hours. Most I could find were for the duration of a day or less. The longest stand down I was able to find was 5 days long. It was held virtually as well as in conjunction with OSHA for the U.S. Army of Engineers and concerned fall prevention. To put this into even more perspective, after the Marines in 2017 tragically experienced several aircraft accidents costing U.S. taxpayers millions of dollars and, more importantly, 22 lives, they issued a stand down. But for 6 days? Now, while the stand down is grim news, it's crucial to note that General Nellor didn't ground the whole air fleet at once. This was during what I was just talking about, the 22 deaths. Each squadron must schedule a 24-hour operational reset sometime in the next 2 weeks without affecting operational commitments. But I got to tell you, 60 days, the entire military? So what is this extremely urgent matter that requires a ridiculously long military-wide stand-down? Is it a serious safety concern? Is it a matter of potentially some kind of deadly concern to our personnel? No. The entire military has to be paused and put on stand-down in order to remove extremists and racists. Let me translate that for you. All Trump supporters need to either be silenced or outright removed from our military. Here's a quote from the New York Post. We also owe our people a working environment free of discrimination, hate, and harassment. Remember, they speak backwards. If confirmed, I will fight hard to stamp out sexual assault, to rid our ranks of racist and extremist, and to create a climate where everyone fit and willing has the opportunity to serve this country with dignity, the then nominee said in his prepared remarks before the Senate last month. Oh, and by the way, this pause was decided on after a meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley, as well as others, during which the Capitol riot was brought up. You know, the riot that Donald Trump incited and was completely responsible for, that riot. The very riot that self-absorbed, it's all about me, AOC was worried that she was going to be killed in. You remember that one? Well, except, of course, it turns out she wasn't even there. And she accused Ted Cruz of trying to have her murdered that day. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also purged Trump loyalists from the Pentagon. During the last 2 months of his tenure, former acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller removed a number of longtime members from several defense policy, health science, and business boards and replaced many with loyalists of former President Donald Trump. More than 30 of those replacements will now be forced to resign, including former GOP House Speaker Newt, he's not been initiated, Gingrich, retired Brigadier General Anthony Tata, and former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. Now, do you think Trump might have done this? Maybe because he knew what Biden and the Democrats would do to the military, same as Barack Obama did to our military, strip it down and decimate it? Well, Austin's so-called stand-down has nothing to do with safety, has nothing to do with extremism either. This is nothing more than another attack on we the people. Remember us? Who were represented by Donald J. Trump, the greatest American president who tried to take America back from the deep state. The president who accomplished most of what he said he would do. The president who kept his promises. And most important, the president who dared go up against the globalist and the powerful military-industrial complex. Austin's purge of the military is yet another witch hunt orchestrated with the blessing of Joe, where am I? Bowl of tapioca pudding Biden, and the Democrats who all hate Trump with a passion. I think it's reasonable to say that the Democrats' hatred of Trump goes hand in hand with a deep hatred of America. Look at the news, look at what these people are doing, and tell me that we the people are important to them. No, we're not. We the people are to be used. We're only useful in that the Democrats can wring every last drop of blood, sweat, and tears from all of us, along with our money and our votes, and then we can be cast aside. And if one is not useful in the ways mentioned, one is chattel, useless, not important, to be purged, cast aside, punished, silenced, and our God-given rights stripped from us and even possibly imprisoned if possible. Joe Tapioca Pudding Biden is nothing more than a figurehead for the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party may as well be a dictator. That was written by a guy named Greg Holt. I could not agree more. Why are we standing down for 60 days? That scares me. Are we opening the borders for the Chinese to come in and take over? What's going on here? That should alarm you. If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be scared. You shouldn't ever be fearful, but it should alarm you. Maybe you need to start getting prepared. Maybe you need to quit harboring these delusions that Trump's going to come back in March and be our president and start being prepared for what's coming. Maybe it's time for you to get your soul prepared. Because I'm telling you, it is. It's coming, folks. Just reading some of the headlines on Rents, RENSE.com, Jeff Rents' site. Federal debt to exceed the size of the economy this year. No, there's no coming back from that, folks. There's no coming back. Springsteen band member on Donald Trump. All of Donald Trump's supporters are inbreds. Yeah, the boss, my butt. Never liked him. Let's see. Heroic patriot Florida Governor DeSantis tells COVID shield Biden to go F yourself. over Biden and Fauci's demands that Florida grovel to their COVID demands. Good for him. Sounds like he's presidential material, as Greg Budell said. Is this Michigan Senate Majority Leader caught on hot mic stating that the Capitol riot was a hoax and that it was all staged by Antifa BLM who were seen bust in on several white buses? Of course it was a setup. No question. Communist Biden White House reassures gun control groups it will fulfill ambitious gun control agenda. Folks are going to take our guns. They have to. They don't want blood in the streets. God forbid some other country come to the aid of the patriots here in America. You know, this is pure Bolshevik evil, and it has to be stopped. Let's see, another headline. Tucker Carlson says George Soros is trying to take his show off the air. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. Troop deployments in D.C. are a disaster waiting to happen. Wait a minute. What if the troops in D.C. and all the barricades they put up is to protect the White House from the incoming Chinese troops that the stand down is welcoming in? Nah, that never happened in America. Never. Trump impeachment attorney drops bomb on Dems, reminds Americans one of the first people arrested was a leader of Antifa. The American establishment has lost its mind in its obsession with trying to discredit Trumpism. Democrats caught using fake evidence, and the evidence is in 84 air quotes, at impeachment trial. Let's see. Illegitimate regime puppet Psaki says America hasn't lived up to its ideals and endorses anthem protests. Warnock Abrams voter registration group under investigation for violation of election laws. Well, here's an interesting one. The Georgia Election Board opens investigation into Warnock Stacey Abrams linked group over voter registration misconduct. You mean Stacey Abrams, the one that's about to win a Nobel Prize? Surely she didn't do anything wrong. No, never. That wouldn't happen, not her. I mean, my goodness, what's wrong with you people? What makes you think that? Oh, boy. I guess we could do some need to know here. The Biden administration has launched a technocratic war on America's food supply and accelerating a global collapse in food production. This is being done by paying farmers not to grow food, ordering the Department of Agriculture to pursue a zero growth policy, and placing restrictions on grocery stores, restaurants, and meatpacking plants. And on top of that, the U.S. is reeling from a severe shortage of fertilizer, which will cause crop yields to decrease and cause prices to rise. The U.S. is completely sold out of food to export, and other countries have stopped exporting their surplus to protect their domestic supplies in face of a looming global famine. As I have told you before, I believe that the flooding that destroyed so much of our crops last year was caused by technology yielded by the deep state. In other words, all of this is by design because they're culling the herd, so to speak, folks. That's what this is about. As we're going to get into, hopefully later on in chemtrails, the weather is a weapon. The weather has been weaponized. The patents are there. All you got to do is go look, but of course you won't. But it's out there, I'm telling you. It's that they weaponized the weather, no question. We got more deaths, of course, from the COVID vaccine. This is in Italy. Oh, my goodness. Several of them. Of course, they were all told it's perfectly safe. Don't worry about it. Just take it. It's perfectly safe. No problem. Then they die. Woman, actually a doctor here in America, had a miscarriage a week after having the vaccine. Folks, when the ones whose behavior has been such that they've lost any benefit of the doubt, when these Luciferian psychopaths are mandating that we get this vaccine that's killing people all over the world, giant red flags should be popping up in every awakened American's mind and soul. Come on now. Think about it. Think about it. Another big break. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Please hold your calls till 8 o'clock. I may not have time to play this Missler thing. We'll just kind of see how it goes. I've got way too much stuff I want to get into, but we'll just kind of take it as it comes.